Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. It is time for another one of our Behind the Veil episodes. We are going to be talking about the Wraith and everything else that had to do with it, because this arc had a lot. We'll put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a very long arc.
It was very compact.
It had a lot in it.
It was very compact.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and get started. The first question I am going to ask is, what did you guys think of the last arc?
I loved it. It was fun.
It was certainly very unique.
It was fun trying to figure out what was going on. And even though we did it relatively quickly, there was still that element of kind of mystery for the first couple episodes. And like, shoot, like, what's going on? And then, you know, it was, it went from like, oh, somebody killed one of Stanley's contacts, to somebody is killing Stanley's contacts,
yeah,
to, okay, this actually is a supernatural thing. So that was kind of a fun development. Even though it happened over a short period of time, it was fun.
I got to level up. That was always fun. You know, I have cool claw hands.
But what
now.
Did you think of the arc?
Sorry.
It happened in the arc.
I mean, Wesley barely levels up. So that is a distinguishing.
I guess it is kind of important.
And you also specifically phrased it as something to the effect of this arc and everything related to it. So
I guess that's true.
Know,
okay.
That's on you.
I liked the kind of the at the very beginning, the backyard fight with the dog. I mean, I still felt bad for the dog because, you know, no more dog. But just the fact that I got mauled by a possessed dog, or that there was a possessed dog at all, that was pretty cool.
Poor Bruno.
Poor buddy.
Yeah.
I if anything, I want to hug Stanley even more now because
I know.
Because yeah. I mean, wow, all the unfortunate things are happening.
Stanley's such a tragic character, and I love him.
Yeah.
I
never imagined how much I would love Stanley as an NPC.
I mean, this apparently kicked off a lot of things, because this apparently kicked off what could be a very prevalent piece of story for everyone. I mean, the arc in general was, yes, it was smaller, it was compact, but still, even for that, it had so much going on. I was completely into it. There was never any part where I was like, man, this is so boring. When can we get back to the action stuff? No.
There's a lot of really good role play, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hannah?
I liked Stanley's involvement in it, because Stanley is involved with a lot of the episodes and arcs, but not on like this kind of level. Like, it was like a very personal thing. So it felt like the stakes were different, because it was like someone was coming after Stanley, you know, like, so that was like a nice, like, I think difference in this arc that I really enjoyed, was that it felt a lot more personal. And yeah, just because it was like they were coming after Stanley.
Yeah, we have a couple of those arcs every once in a while. I think the zombie one was obviously one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, the Wendigo, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a very personal one. But I enjoyed it a lot. I was really looking forward to this one, and I'm super looking forward to the next arc. Some of the in-between stuff, I think, is going to be pretty good.
Hmm.
So, next question. What was your favorite part of the last arc?
I got one. I know.
Okay.
I went first for the last one, but as a general concept, I've got some specific examples, but like, I really just liked the level of role play that we got to do in this arc, because of it being a personal situation, because of some of the things that were going on. The specific ones that come to mind is just how like emotional Henry was. And like, it reminded me of like the scene me and him had back in the Dybbuk arc, where like there was just a lot of emotions going on after he shot Sammy.
Mm-hmm. The car talk?
Yeah, the car talk. Mm-hmm. And like, there was two instances, if I'm getting my timeline right, where he like got really angry with the two of us. Like, I couldn't remember when he got angry at Sammy, if that was this arc.
It was when I told him about
the
empty man stuff, finally.
Okay, so
and
it was
I was,
this arc,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Is that in this arc?
I think
it was.
So
it was.
That
I think that was
in
the in-between.
In the in-between episode.
Yeah. So that happened, and then when at the very end, when Bjorn killed the guy that the Wraith was acting through, Mm-hmm. I thought for sure that Henry was going to like turn on Bjorn and start attacking him. Like, that's the energy I felt coming from you, Wesley. And then you attacked the bed and I was like, oh, phew, like I don't have to kick this kid's butt.
I mean, he was feeling feelings, but he
was feeling a lot of feelings.
It was a lot of emotions lately. Totally in character, made sense. He was that frustrated, angry, angsty teenager. But, like, I loved it. Like, I was, worried as a player and as Bjorn, like, oh, shoot, is this person going to attack me? And then you didn't.
He's upped his charm a little bit, so I like to attribute that to the fact that, or I think he's upped his cool, actually, in this playbook as well. So, I mean...
He's upped his charm and is cool enough not to attack
attack Bjorn, yes.
That's it for me. Kind of a general, I liked the role play.
Yeah, I really liked that too. I have to say, like, the scene that I think the one that made me so excited was getting to like give the reveal that these people were going after Stanley's people and that there was a list that was missing. Like, that was just like, oh, it sets so much stuff up and I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
Can I say that possibly one of my favorites, just because it happened repeatedly with no planning, and the fact that it was this bright spot of absolute hilarity amongst all the non-funny stuff was the fact that Bjorn kept having these interactions with this same cop in the same day and met him three different times. And I'm just like,
cop.
This poor cop. I love that.
What
man.
Was the cop's name again?
Crawford? Oh, was something name? Crawford?
It was Crawford.
Officer Crawford. I look forward to him being an unwilling return NPC
that
someday.
Poor guy. What if he's going to die someday and you're just going to become Officer Crawford?
It's like, yep. Yep.
Oh, boy. All he does is show
guy,
up.
He was just like, I don't want to be here,
I
man.
Think part of his charm is the voice that you gave him, Susanna. Like, he just has a great, like, just, like, southern, like...
You guys are a sucker for the southern accents. So.
We are, yeah.
We are.
But yeah, that was so funny. I just love that cop. I was like, I'm just going to bring him back. I think it's funny if I just bring this one guy back. It was like a little spot of comedy relief in this overall kind of intense arc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not our most intense arc, but it had its moments.
Yeah, it definitely did.
It certainly did. And of course, this is after the fact, but I'm wondering now, since you have rushed us into this next one, what's going to happen when we return, possibly, and we're probably going to miss the election, and something is going to happen.
Election, guys, elections take time, okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm not gonna force you guys to not have time to do this sort of thing. It's just other things have to kind of move along.
Although it does bring up the fact that you got us off of the Blackout Society arc, that this was supposed to be in our minds and it didn't happen.
Some things happen and I'm like, ooh, I need to accelerate things a little bit. Sorry.
Okay. All right. No, I mean,
it's story reasons.
You
I
can't
promise.
You can't say it's okay, Wesley, that you're giving her ammunition to
Wesley's
do it
a writer,
again.
See, I am not saying it's okay.
You're giving her carte blanche
Andrew,
to do it again. And
Andrew,
that's not
no,
okay.
I'm not. I am upset by it as a player, but as a writer, I understand why. I really do, because sometimes story dictates certain things, and that's just how it works.
Thank you. Back me up, Hannah.
I haven't seen the evidence that it actually is story. Well. I would agree if it's actually story related. I haven't seen the evidence that there was a story related reason yet that you had to accelerate and have
it's background stuff going on.
All right. Okay.
Why don't you tell us?
I can't talk about it. Hannah, what was your favorite part of this arc?
I really liked the Henry scenes that Andrew pointed out, but also when Sammy went into the guy's mind at the end and was like, good. The man with no face. And we're like,
that was good.
Yeah,
I was
really
worried
good.
You weren't going to get the information there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you managed to sniff your way to it. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
That
was
a good
very
scene.
Good.
Yeah.
We didn't mention it, but I loved all the stuff you guys did in the hospital. Like the exploring in the hospital was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Sammy's finding spell actually working was really good.
Yeah. That was cool.
That's a good development.
I can't wait to rub it in McGill's face.
I also enjoyed the fact that at the end they're decompressing and Stanley has showed up with the who wants a sandwich? And I'm just picturing this towering mass of sandwiches. Yeah.
I love that making sandwiches has become, like, Stanley's love language. Like, his way of coping is just making sandwiches.
I'm just gonna make sandwiches. It's fine.
Wait a second. Wasn't this arc also the arc where we found out about Masa and his whole deal with, like, the dude that's in... That happened
in the happened in this arc.
That's another thing.
The in-between episode.
There's been a lot of world development in this.
Yeah, actually.
There's a lot of like stuff going on around the edges.
Hopefully not the edges for long.
Mm,
we're gonna find it all out.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me too.
All right, next question. Where do you think things are going from here, other than
Ireland.
To Ireland?
Ireland.
I'm guessing they're going very deep into what has been a cornerstone of my character's research for the last. How many arcs?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out more about the Empty Man.
More about the Empty Man and more about some other things.
That's where I think it's going, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that we're very heavily going towards the Empty... It's obvious, but I think that's where we're going to be for the foreseeable future. Probably the rest of this season. Hopefully we have time for Blackout Society still, or
I mean,
they'll just get shunted to the side like all these other times, which created it in the first place. But, you know, like...
Maybe
it's
the
not
Blackout
like Susanna
Society
has a goal of us ever
like
figuring it out.
Our warm-up beginning arc for season three, you know?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
No comments.
No comments.
Oh, okay then.
All right. That makes sense. What do you guys want to happen next? What are you, more specifically, what are you looking to get out of Ireland, I think, is the next question.
Cheese.
Think about enough cheese-related things.
No,
I did
we
like,
always
quick,
need more
I,
cheese.
It in real life, the...
The Squonk debrief came out today.
Finale just came out, and Rob pointed out that the whole arc was bookended by Wheels of Cheese, I didn't realize that. I kind of half planned that, but it was funny. Because I didn't expect that
the
Sammy
cheese,
would bring
yeah.
cheese. So
yeah,
was,
smuggled cheese back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might be funny if we take a pit stop in England to see Oliver's family.
You were just there.
I very much want Henry to find concrete information by which he can act and end this horrible scourge upon his family line. So that's what I want to happen.
I hope so too, because we always have a thing to get rid of, but
and we need to try and fix Gideon.
Also that, yes.
We should definitely
really
do some research on that
Gideon.
While we're there. Yeah. Yeah, I really want to fix him too. Although he was like, I'm kind of worried though, because like he was dead. So like, if we fix him, he's just going to be dead, right?
Not necessarily.
Or bring him back to life
if
too.
We can turn it backward.
I don't know, but especially now that Sammy has proved that she can make her own magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she used that finding spell and made her own finding spell. You know,
that was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah. I also want to. It'd be cool if River has found us any info on the Blackout Society through her father, because he would know things, I would hope.
All right, cool.
Or not, I don't know.
That's GM speak for I can't tell you things.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe.
I know. It's all right.
All right, things that didn't happen. There were a few other people on the list, and it was going to be increasingly more dangerous, but you guys actually figured this one out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to do like a ton of super cool Wraith stuff.
Do you want to explain what that was? In more detail?
Not particularly. It's mostly just there were other people that it was going to go after.
But what's the cool Wraith stuff though? Like, was there other moves?
Well, like it was going to do more sort of like taking over people basically, and it was
like what
that was sort
Sammy?
Of like it had taken over the dog, and then. You guys realize like it took over Sammy. That was cool. That was really exciting. I was really glad I got to do
yet
that.
Yet again,
but it was...
something enters Sammy's body and takes control of her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, but in this case, she did not actually touch it. So
what was Midnight?
Midnight was the thing going after Stanley.
Oh, okay.
As figured.
A lot of times Stanley or Miguel being the one that dies last is that, yeah. It was gonna be taking over the body of one of his Baker Street boys or whatever. He was going to take over one of the body of the Baker Street person and like basically like have her kill her husband. And then like, you know, frame her for murder because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you guys would have gotten a call from like Holland and I was like, hey, someone says that they were taken over and made to kill someone. So I need to look into it. Like that kind of thing. So yeah, it was just going to get increasingly more terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Makes sense.
And more ways of twisting the knife in Stanley's back.
Well, I'm glad we stopped it relatively soon.
Yeah, but you guys did. You guys figured it out pretty quickly. And it came down to like Sammy's one really good role to like look stuff up, which is pretty neat because Sammy doesn't get to do that
very often. Yeah, I don't get to do that very often. So that was nice.
And all of the episodes that you guys like split the party, this was one of the least dangerous. Bad things didn't happen this time, somehow.
This time.
I'm just saying, a lot of bad things happened when you guys split the party.
Very true.
Squonk.
I mean, it didn't have to be that way. Like, that was the right play at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, I loved it, but it was, you guys did a good job not screwing up, and it was good.
Okay.
So those are things that didn't happen. Do you have any questions for me?
Did we miss the art question? I could have sworn we had an art question somewhere.
The art question is the last question.
Oh, okay. Well, I have plenty of questions, but I know pretty much that you won't be able to answer any of them. So,
yeah.
Just shotgun them really quick, even if you know the answers, I can't tell you.
I mean, I have a theory regarding a certain character, but I know she cannot confirm or deny.
You can tell me. I like to hear theories. I'm not going to tell you whether it's true or not, but I want to hear theories.
I mean, I only know this because I did mention it off screen to Susanna. I was theorizing at one point of if we're about to go into empty man territory, how exactly could he possibly stab Henry in the back even harder? And I mean, we have talked about a certain person at his school being like sort of a mental anchor, and if anything were to happen to said person, and I am not familiar with what's going to happen, I just know that there are plans of some sort. I don't know what they are, and I felt horrible even bringing it up, but my writer brain could not help going there.
So you're talking about River, right?
Of course I am.
Yeah, he's being vague about it, but yes.
The fan base's cupcake.
If I do something to River, people will like actually riot.
Yeah, they will actually.
I would
hurt
give
Susanna.
People our address, so they. Well, no, I wouldn't.
No, you would
not. that's an empty,
you can give people our PO that's, PO that's box, so they can send us poop in a box or something. I don't know. I think that's illegal.
I mean, I remember theorizing about that as a possibility.
Theorize all you want. Anybody else got any questions? Theories?
Theories.
Accusations?
I have a theory about the empty man.
Mm. Okay, I want to hear it.
I don't know exactly what, but I'm thinking if he is a fae and we've only been calling him like the empty man, we don't know his true name. And so maybe part of like trying to like take him down is going to be figuring out his true name because he's like a fae.
Interesting. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That is a very fae thing.
If he is actually a fae, then my weapon switch is genius because I have a cold iron.
I have a cold iron.
Yeah. Because you had a choice too, didn't you? Couldn't you have chosen cold iron or silver?
I could have silvered it, but I went cold iron. So, yeah.
All right. That's a theory. That's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I don't really have any questions because most of the things I'm concerned about are like, when are we going to do certain things? Like, when are we going to go to the Blackout Society?
Yeah.
When are we going to go toe-to-toe with the empty man directly, like, you know, and those are the kinds of things you obviously can't tell us, so.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only other thing is not really a question, but if we're in Ireland, if we're going to be in Ireland, I would just, even if we didn't interact with it as characters, I would love there just to be a, like, there's a rainstorm one night, and there's a rainbow, and then far off in the distance you see, you know.
A leprechaun?
I mean, hey, they're cool. I just got the thought,
it would be amazing if we had to break into Trinity College and steal the Book of Kells. That would be so
I'm not familiar.
Oh,
you want to explain that one?
I don't know what the Book of Kells is.
The Book of Kells is like, oh gosh, let me look up a description. It's like the book at Trinity College. Like,
yeah.
The short version is it's an illuminated manuscript gospel book in Latin, and it contains like the New Testament and like other kinds of stuff, but it's like the book, you know what I mean? Like, it's the Book of Kells. Like, it's a very important manuscript, and it's a very cool book. But it's like very historic and important to like Ireland specifically. Yeah,
I mean, I hope we don't have to steal it, but it would be really cool if the info we were looking for happened to be in it. Like, way in the back of the book, you know. Yeah. Oh, by the way,
all right, okay, well, last question: what kind of fan art would you like to see?
I want to see artist's interpretation of Henry's Claws of the Beast, because I know we gave description in the story, but I want to see what they think it looks like.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the weird claw
thing. More like dragony.
Yeah, much more.
Yeah, dragony.
Much more dragonish.
That was a fun scene.
Also, I want to see their interpretation of the Wraith, like what it looks like when in proximity.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Like the blue weirdness.
Yeah.
This wasn't a super visual arc.
True.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of sort of investigation and stuff like that, you know, past like the dog fight, which wasn't that like,
I mean,
that visual.
I mean, I also want to see the mindscape. I want to see Sammy in the mindscape.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
I have the perfect answer to this question that there is no other answer to.
Oh.
I mean, we just gave a bunch of answers.
Well, no,
but
they're all incorrect,
of them, but
though.
Okay.
The correct answer is I want to see Cold Masa with a blankie.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to warm himself up at his old dog.
Not like a ton of boozies with the River of Booze in the Riftlands.
That too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to see Art of the Dude.
The Dude, yeah.
In the robe with the...
And no, he's not the dude.
He's
not the dude from...
He's the dude of
Vice. The dude.
The Big Lebowski, no. But,
the Wizard Dude, yeah. I would like to see Art of the Dude.
You know what? I want to see somebody do Art of the Dude as, like, the dude, you know?
Yeah.
No, please don't do that. Don't do that.
Please. Please do.
Please do now just to make Susanna sad.
All right. Cool. Anybody else?
Just for fun, just for comedy's sake, I'd love to see an end shot of all three of them are sitting around the table, but they can hardly be seen because right in the middle of the table, there's this monster platter of sandwiches that stacks so high, you know?
Stanley with some sandwiches, like a little cartoon Stanley with his sandwiches.
Maybe the Sammy Stanley hug too at the end there. That might be a nice little.
She did hug him. Yeah,
there are a lot of really nice Stanley scenes in this one.
Yeah,
I love Stanley.
We
I'm glad you guys haven't let him die yet.
Let him die. Oh my gosh.
She's made it clear that she has it out for him if he's in the midnight a lot.
I have it out for everyone though. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Oliver has almost died many times. Elise has been in danger many times. Like,
I mean, if my character loses another
family
member.
I think Oliver, of all the NPCs, has probably almost
been the
died
closest.
The most.
Yeah. He got stabbed and blown up, so.
Yeah.
He has, poor guy.
I feel
He's
so
had
bad.
A rough time. He's very loyal.
He is.
He keeps following
It's only because he's like an adrenaline junkie that their relationship works.
Absolutely. But he likes he likes monsters. He thinks
exactly,
they're cool.
Exactly.
He has proof that he's been right all
the
time.
So, I mean, he's not right in the head. He's addicted to
Oh, wait.
To
was
adrenaline.
That conversation between
I was about to say. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
The conversation between Oliver and Bjorn was in this arc,
yes,
too.
Yes. That was such a good scene.
That opening episode or two was it had a lot.
It did.
Man, how did we... Man, we fit a bunch in this arc.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was actually just talking to Susanna today about how that was such an interesting scene for Oliver's character, where he was like, I'm actually okay with what the Blackout Society is doing. You know, like, I'm not going to stop them. Like, that was really interesting.
That was a good scene. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I can't wait to edit that scene to put, like, suspenseful music and stuff behind it. That's going to be fun. I'm going to be editing that scene really soon.
Because it kind of puts Oliver back into that, like, antagonist role, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Not totally, but, you know, he's opposed to stopping this from happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hasn't really talked with Sammy about it, and I guess Bjorn probably hasn't talked with Sammy about it either.
Nope.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Oliver hasn't changed completely from when you guys found him the first time.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
Still a bit of a liability.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, that was
even
that was
more
a good
than
scene.
A bit of a liability.
Poor guy. He went from being like a monster hunter to I'm dating a witch child.
It's a really good thing that I'm not part of a, like, you're going to get disappeared kind of agency.
Yeah.
I didn't pick that.
I mean,
you mean
you're
like
not,
what Sammy
not,
is a part
you're
of?
You're just not that person.
Well, no, but exactly. my agency doesn't, I don't think they have the right tags for that. Like, my agency tags are.
Well, I meant like it's not. I mean,
outside
the
realm
Knights
of possibilities.
More,
oh
yeah.
Yeah, the Dragon Knights are that's
you're
true.
You're just not that guy.
Yeah,
but there are plenty of Dragon Knights out there who are a lot
are.
More that guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah.
Ugh.
There's lots of cool. There was a lot of good lore stuff and good. Gosh, I really like this arc. This arc.
The
we
order
specifically
would quickly disappear someone too. So
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Aren't we going to a Dragon Knight archive specifically?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's going to be fun too.
You are going to the place called the Archive.
This will be a good good replacement for the fact that I completely noped out of the Dragon Knight Council in the Nightmare, which I still regret.
Maybe.
Well, no, I don't regret. Sorry, I don't regret because I almost certainly would have died afterwards because I would have lost.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have. You would have died. You were all good.
Yeah.
Every time somebody, like, we've got like two people who are like listening to the 30s episodes right now.
Which is like the Dybbuk and
the
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is the Dybbuk and the Nightmare. And I was just like, I always love when people get there because I'm like, you
yeah,
got some
that's
good
a good
stuff coming. Good stuff coming.
What was the one time? I just realized you separated your players and did this and did this individually, which is genius.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was just talking to us on the Discord today that was like, oh, I love this. This is so cool. You guys like separated out and did these individual sessions. Like, yeah, that was cool. That was
really
fun.
That was great.
I want to do that again.
I would love to do that again. I just haven't had a reason to do that again.
Fair.
I wish, actually, Hannah said this. This is going back a little bit, but Hannah said this when it happened, after it happened, with the deal. It's like
the
Sammy's deal.
Yeah.
The Jadis deal. She said, I should have taken her aside.
And done
and
it without
told
you guys.
Her the deal without the guys knowing it.
Yeah.
That would have been good, because you guys would have been like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish I could have done that, but. I didn't think about it until after.
It's okay. Yeah.
No, it was still good. It was still very good.
Maybe I'll have an option.
Yeah, it was still really intense, but it would have been even more intense for like you guys specifically if you had no idea what happened.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it got resolved pretty quickly, so I don't know if it would have been totally worth it, but yeah, it was kind of fun.
It would have been fun.
Alrighty, so I think that is it for this Behind the Veil episode.
Hey, everyone. Future Susanna here. There was originally in this audio a little part where I said we might be doing a prologue, but that actually is going to happen after an episode or two, so keep an ear out. We're doing things a little differently because of reasons. But anyways, we will be back on Friday, so goodbye, everyone.